League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
Do you have a hell of a story? A story every time you tell it, people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened to you? Submit it at annaonraven.com and it's your turn to be the storyteller. So Rose, what happened?
I was a TikTok influencer and I've been separated, going through a divorce. So I would go live frequently on TikTok and next thing you know, like, this guy came into my live. I met Paul on my TikTok live. We were chatting. We decided to start talking over the phone. Things kind of, like, went quickly. Immediately, I found myself falling in love with this guy, and he seemed to reciprocate those feelings. We talked every day, nonstop, via phone, text, video messages. He had made arrangements to catch a plane to come and see me. That week leading up to him coming to see me, I started seeing some changes in him. Like, he was getting a little bit more distant. He was a little bit more agitated. He had made me all kinds of promises. Like, he had told me so many things. Now, Paul's a firefighter. You know, I knew he was going on a lot of runs and saving the world from fire and all that stuff. In that process, I had acquired a stalker off of TikTok who somehow hacked my phone, acquired information that belonged to Paul, and threatened Paul. So this is what Paul tells me. I don't know if it's accurate, but this is what he had told me, because I've learned in the process there's been a lot of lies along the way.
Mm-hmm.
The day before he was supposed to come and catch his flight to see me, he completely flew off the handle on me. Like, I would give him a morning wake-up call every day to go to work. And I just made the subtle comment as, wow, I can't believe this is really happening tomorrow. I'm really going to finally meet you, see you, kiss your face. He completely flew off the handle with me. He's like, are you calling me a liar? I've never been called a liar in my life. I'm not doing this. And he blocked me on all avenues. He just completely blocked me out of his life.
So complete overreaction, and then he uses this as an avenue to cut off all communication.
Yes.
But still, yes. You're emotionally in the throes of this. I mean, now you're heartbroken, right? So you're trying to find out what the hell's going on.
I was devastated. It was a little over a week later. He called me out of the blue. He's like, I'm so sorry. I broke down. He's like, I didn't realize how much I loved you.
So he's a crazy person.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like you opened the door back up for him to come back into your life. So what happens?
So I left him back in my life. We continued to communicate. He came to PA to meet me. Up and decided in that moment that he was just impulsively quitting his job, sending his kids with their mother in North Carolina and moving to PA with me. 2 weeks later, fast forward 2 weeks later, everything seems to be going fine. I leave one day to take my daughter to the doctor's. And I get a text message from him saying, I love you so much. I'm sorry I had to do this, but I'm going back to Georgia to square away some stuff. But I plan on coming back. And then I found out on Mother's Day, which was like 3 days later, that he stole money from me.
Shocker.
You think I would be smarter, but, you know, like, I thought I knew this person better than what I did. I did report it to the police, and because I don't have proof that he stole it, they can't proceed with pressing charges against him.
Well, that is a hell of a story, Rose. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
You got to put together whatever video and photo clips you got and sell this whole thing to Netflix.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.